Chapter 25. Attend thee ever, and I will kneel to thee and worship thee, and call thee my beloved, my own, my beautiful, my love, my wife, my all. Oh, wilt thou, Lalich, fly thither with me? Lal. A deed is to be done. Castiglian lives. Pole. And he shall die. Exit, Lal. After a pause. And he shall die. Alas. Castiglian die? Who spoke the words? Where am I? What was it he said? Politian. Thou art not gone, thou art not gone, Politian. I feel thou art not gone, yet dare not look, lest I behold thee not. Thou couldst not go with those words upon thy lips, so speak to me, and let me hear thy voice, one word, to say thou art not gone, one little sentence, to say how thou dost scorn, how thou dost hate my womanly weakness. Ha! Ha! Thou art not gone, oh speak to me. I knew thou wouldst not go. I knew thou wouldst not, couldst not, durst not go. Villain, thou art not gone, thou mockest me. And thus I clutch thee thus. He is gone, gone, gone. Where am I? Tis well, tis very well. So that the blade be keen, the blow be sure, tis well, tis very well, alas. Alas. Flee the suburbs. Politian alone. Politian. This weakness grows upon me. I am faint, and much I fear me ill, it will not do to die ere I have lived. Stay thy hand, O Azrael, yet awhile. Prince of the powers of darkness and the tomb, O pity me, let me not perish now, in the budding of my paradisal hope. Give me to live, yet a little while. Tis I who pray for life, I who so late demanded but to die. What saith the Count? Enter Balthazar. Balthazar. That knowing no cause of quarrel, or of feud between the Earl Politian and himself, he doth decline your cartel. Pole. What didst thou say? What answer was it you brought me, good Balthazar? With what excessive fragrance the zephyr comes laden from yonder bowers. A fairer day, or one more worthy Italy, methinks no mortal eyes have seen. What said the Count? Bal. That he, Castiglian, not being aware of any feud existing, or any cause of quarrel between your lordship and himself, cannot accept the challenge. Pole. It is most true, all this is very true. When saw you, sir, when saw you now, Balthazar, in the frigid ungenial Britain which we left so lately, a heaven so calm as this, so utterly free from the evil taint of clouds? And he did say? Bal. No more, my lord, than I have told you, sir. The Count Castiglian will not fight, having no cause for quarrel. Pole. Now this is true, all very true. Thou art my friend, Balthazar, and I have not forgotten it. Thou'lt do me a piece of service. Wilt thou go back, and say unto this man, that I, the Earl of Leicester, hold him a villain? Thus much, I prithee, say unto the Count it is exceeding just he should have cause for quarrel. Bal. My lord. My friend. Pole. Aside. Tis he. He comes himself? Aloud, thou reasonest well. I know what thou wouldst say, not send the message well. I will think of it, I will not send it. Now prithee, leave me, hither doth come a person with whom affairs of a most private nature I would adjust. Bal. I go tomorrow we meet, do we not, at the Vatican. Pole. At the Vatican. Exit Bal. Enter Castiglian. Cause. The Earl of Leicester here. Pole. I am the Earl of Leicester, and thou seest, dost thou not, that I am here. Cause. My lord, some strange, some singular mistake, misunderstanding hath without doubt arisen. Thou hast been urged thereby, in heat of anger, to address some words most unaccountable, in writing, to me, Castiglian, the bearer being Balthazar, Duke of Surrey. I am aware of nothing which might warrant thee in this thing, having given thee no offense. Ha! Am I right? 'Twas a mistake, undoubtedly we all do err at times. Pole. Draw, villain, and prate no more. Cause. Ha! Draw? And villain? Have at thee then at once, proud Earl. Draws. Pole. Drawing. Thus to the expiatory tomb, untimely sepulcher, I do devote thee in the name of Lalage. Cause.
Letting fall his sword and recoiling to the extremity of the stage.
Of Lalage. Hold off thy sacred hand. Avant, I say. Avant, I will not fight thee, indeed I dare not.
Pole.
Thou wilt not fight with me, didst say, Sir Count? Shall I be baffled thus? Now this is well. Didst say thou darest not?
Ha!
Cause. I dare not hold off thy hand with that beloved name so fresh upon thy lips. I will not fight thee, I cannot dare not.
Pole.
Now by my holidom I do believe thee.
Coward,
I do believe thee.
Cause.
Ha! Coward. This may not be.
Clutches his sword and staggers towards Politian, but his purpose is changed before reaching him, and he falls upon his knee at the feet of the Earl.
Alas, my lord, it is most true. In such a cause I am the veriest coward.
Oh, pity me.
Pole.
Greatly softened.
Alas. I do indeed I pity thee.
Cause.
And Lalage, Pole.
Scoundrel.
Arise and die.
Cause.
It needeth not be thus, oh let me die thus on my bended knee. It were most fitting, that in this deep humiliation I perish. For in the fight I will not raise a hand against thee, Earl of Leicester.
Strike thou home, baring his bosom.
Here is no let, or hindrance to thy weapon strike home. I will not fight thee.
Pole.
Now, S apostrophe death and hell. Am I not sorely grievously tempted to take thee at thy word? But mark me, sir, think not to fly me thus. Do thou prepare for public insult in the streets before the eyes of the citizens. I'll follow thee like an avenging spirit, I'll follow thee even unto death. Before those whom thou lovest, before all Rome, I'll taunt thee, villain, I'll taunt thee, dost hear? With cowardice thou wilt not fight me?
Thou liest.
Thou shalt.
Exit.
Cause. Now this indeed is just. Most righteous, and most just, avenging heaven. --- end of text -->
In the book there is a gap in numbering the notes between 12 and 29.
Ed. Note 29. Such portions of Elysian as are known to the public first saw the light of publicity in the Outern Literary Messenger for December, 1835 and January, 1836 being styled Scenes from Politian. An unpublished drama. These scenes were included, unaltered, in the 1845 collection of poems, by Poe. The larger portion of the original draft subsequently became the property of the present editor, but it is not considered just to the poet's memory to publish it. The work is a hasty and unrevised production of its author's earlier days of literary labor, and, beyond the scenes already known, scarcely calculated to enhance his reputation. As a specimen, however, of the parts unpublished, the following fragment from the first scene of Act II may be offered. The Duke, it should be premised, is uncle to Alessandra, and father of Castiglione, her betrothed.
Duke.
Why do you laugh?
Castiglione.
Indeed, I hardly know myself.
Stay.
Was it not on yesterday we were speaking of the Earl?
Of the Earl Politian?
Yes. It was yesterday.
Alessandra, you and one you must remember.
We were walking in the garden.
Duke, perfectly.
I do remember it, what of it what then?
Cause.
Zero nothing at all.
Duke.
Nothing at all.
It is most singular that you should laugh at nothing at all.
Cause.
Most singular.
Duke. Look you, Castiglione, be so kind as tell me, sir, at once what does you mean?
What are you talking of?
Cause.
Was it not so?
We differed in opinion touching him.
Duke.
Him.
Whom?
Cause.
Why, sir, the Earl Politian.
Duke.
The Earl of Leicester.
Yes.
Is it you mean?
We differed, indeed.
If I now recollect the words you used were that the Earl you knew was neither learned nor mirthful.
Cause.
Ha.
Ha.
Now did I?
Duke.
That did you, sir, and well I knew at the time you were wrong, it being not the character of the Earl whom all the world allows to be a most hilarious man. Be not, my son, too positive again. Cause. 'Tis singular. Most singular. I could not think it possible, so little time could, so much alter one. To say the truth, about an hour ago, as I was walking with the Count Sanazzo, all arm in arm, we met this very man the Earl he, with his friend Balthazar, having just arrived in Rome. Ha! He is altered. Such an account he gave me of his journey. 'Twould have made you die with laughter such tales he told of his caprices, and his merry freaks along the road, such oddity, such humor, such wit, such whim, such flashes of wild merriment, set off too in such full relief by the grave demeanor of his friend who, to speak the truth, was gravity itself, Duke. Did I not tell you? Cause. You did, and yet 'tis strange. But true as strange, how much I was mistaken. I always thought the Earl a gloomy man. Duke. So, you see. Be not too positive. Whom have we here? It cannot be the Earl? Cause. The Earl. Oh, no. 'Tis not the Earl, but yet it is, and leaning upon his friend Balthazar. Welcome, sir. Enter Politian and Balthazar. My lord, a second welcome let me give you to Rome, His Grace the Duke of Broglio. Father, this is the Earl Politian, Earl of Leicester in Great Britain. Politian bows haughtily. That, his friend Balthazar, Duke of Surrey. The Earl has letters, so please you, for your grace. Duke. Ha! Most welcome to Rome, and to our palace, Earl Politian. And you, most noble Duke. I am glad to see you. I knew your father well, my lord Politian. Castiglione. Call your cousin hither, and let me make the noble earl acquainted with your betrothed. You come, sir, at a time most seasonable. The wedding. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.